Hello and welcome to Talk Chinese, where we teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan. I'm going to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. In this episode, we are going to talk about something important because we live inside it. It's the universe. We have Max Tegmark, the world's leading cosmologist and professor at MIT. Hi, Max. 你好.
你好.
Max, the first time I met you, you shocked me by coming over and spoke fluent Chinese.
我会说一点普通话，可是我说的不好。
Right, you already proved that you are wrong. What Max just said is he can speak a little bit of Chinese, but he doesn't speak well, which is a lie. So how credible are you later on when we ask you about the universe as a cosmologist?
Everything I'm about to tell you is correct in at least some parallel universe.
Right, okay.
Whether it's true in this one is for you to decide.
Okay, right. We know, you know, the way to say universe in Chinese is 宇宙.
宇宙.
宇宙. And can you tell us why you started being a cosmologist?
I always used to love reading detective mysteries when I was a kid. And to me, studying our universe was the ultimate detective mystery. And you get to be part of it yourself, trying to figure out these great puzzles like, where does everything come from? How old is our universe? How big is our universe?
Right.
我很喜欢宇宙.
Right. Yeah, that's amazing. 宇宙 actually is quite an interesting word because it's sort of opposite in the Chinese form, the shape of character. Both characters have the roof on top. And then 宇, for example, underneath the roof is actually a pillar supporting the roof. So that actually shows the room, the space inside. So that's 宇. The third tone.
Interesting.
Yeah, and then nowadays it's like a rooming space, and then now we extended that into the real universe, which is 99.99999% is empty. And Zhou, that's also with a roof on top, and then underneath is like a structure inside the room. So again, it's sort of very abstract meaning to describe something, the surrounding, the ambience, the atmosphere around us. 宇宙.
Oh, this is also very much what we study, the empty space itself, like how big is it and how old is it, and then the structure, the planets, the stars, the galaxies, the clusters and so on.
Yep.
In this space.
It is. And then you, as a cosmologist, we call you as a 宇宙学家.
宇宙学家.
学家. 学 means a type of study. Original meaning was learning. And then when we use that as a noun, it means that the subject of study. And 家, originally, you know, that means home. And here means someone who have achieved a study and the expert of it. So 学家 is the expert, the person studying cosmos. It's 宇宙学家.
宇宙学家.
宇宙学家. So can you tell us, as a cosmologist, what is your day-to-day life?
I love working with colleagues who use great telescopes to see what's out there in our universe. And then they often share with me their amazing data. So I can work with computers and with pencil and paper and with great students to try to figure out what all this data means.
Mm-hmm. Right. And then what did you discover?
It's quite amazing how fast our knowledge has grown. When I was a graduate student, we used to argue about whether our universe was 10 billion years old or 20 billion years old. Now we argue about whether it's 13.7 or 13.8 billion years old.
Right.
So that's progress.
Okay. And then what do you think about our effort in trying to understand outside the planet, such as the project going to the Mars or even further away?
I love the attempt to go explore, going to Mars, for example. But far beyond the places we've been able to reach, we can still reach with our eyes by seeing things there and try to unravel the mysteries of what's there. And I find it's really fascinating because we humans have again and again and again underestimated the size of our universe, thinking that everything we saw or knew about was everything that existed, just to be wrong over and over again and realize that our planet was part of a solar system, which was part of a galaxy, which was part of a cluster of galaxies, which was part of a universe, which might be part of various parallel universes. So it's a beautiful idea that everything we thought existed is part of an even grander structure.
Yeah, that makes us humble.
Yes, and I think a little bit more humility is good for humanity.
Right. Yeah, the way in Chinese is quite interesting. Of course, the Western science is always much more advanced in the past hundreds of years. But then we realized actually Chinese people, without the modern technologies or equipment, they manage to understand quite a lot. For example, when we talk about to describe how old are you, we use Sui. And this character Sui, it's actually originally from Jupiter. That's a symbol for Jupiter. And then they look at the five visible planets and then they worked out how the Earth is surrounded by other stars and planets. So they actually use Sui to represent Jupiter and later on become 1 year. So Chinese were quite clever.
Yeah, and for a long time. In the year 1054, a Chinese astronomer wrote down in his notes that there was a guest star that was so bright that you could see it even during the daytime.
Right.
And he wrote down where it was. And more recently, when we look with our telescopes, we see that there was an enormous supernova explosion there where a star blew up and for a brief moment shined as brightly as a whole galaxy. We can see there today this big round cloud flying away from where the explosion happened.
Mm-hmm.
And it's great to have the knowledge from the Chinese astronomers of when it happened.
Right.
And in Europe, the European astronomers, nobody recorded anything.
Wow, that's amazing. Yeah, and then also the way they describe the space is actually Taikong.
Taikong.
Taikong. And Tai, that means extreme. Kong means empty, the emptiness. So Taikong, extreme emptiness, that means the space. And they already realized outside the atmosphere is all empty. So Taikong.
Taikong.
Taikong. And then to describe the person who goes there, that's astronaut, right? We say Taikong Zhen.
Taikong Zhen.
Taikong Zhen. Right. Max, can you share with us, as a Chinese speaking cosmologist, what's your view on the universe?
My view on the universe is that, 我很喜欢宇宙. 我的宇宙漂漂亮亮.
Wow, okay. What Max just said is 我很喜欢宇宙. I like the universe very much. 我 is I. 很 very much. 喜欢宇宙. And then he said 宇宙漂漂亮亮. That's very sophisticated. 宇宙 is the universe and 漂漂亮亮 is that we double up something really pretty. So I totally agree with you, Max. 宇宙漂漂亮亮. 漂漂亮亮, no, we normally say 漂亮, but then when we want to emphasize it, you use that correctly, very impressively, 漂漂亮亮. All right. Thank you very much, Max, for joining us. And thank you for listening to Talk Chinesey. Today, we talk about universe, 宇宙. I hope you enjoy it. And please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. Until next time, 再见, 再见, Max.
再见.